I'm so excited to be here at the fair for this edition in 2024 and to see all these wonderful galleries who have brought such a diverse array of photographic works and really shows us, the audience, collectors or enthusiasts, all the different techniques and possibilities that photography affords us as an art form. And one of my most favorite styles of photography and periods is really early vintage fashion photography. So I'm incredibly thrilled to see that Jaeger Fine Art from Berlin have brought along a selection of work from George Heuniggen-Huene, who was at the time in the 20s and 30s one of the preeminent fashion photographers. He really was a pioneer of this style. And he worked for Vogue, Vanity Fair, and Harper's Bazaar. And he combined incredible elements, very detailed styles of neoclassicism, modernism, and surrealism that he wove into his fashion studio, fashion photography. And a lot of this influence came from obviously, living in Paris in the 20s and 30s, when it was at the height of its artistic creativity, and so many writers and painters and just characters were all crossing paths with each other, and Heuniggen-Huene was a salient character in this period. And he was very good friends with Man Ray, whom he worked with, and he also knew Dali, the photographer and muse of Man Ray, and Lee Miller, and of course Chanel and Picasso, and so on. So he really was at the right place at the right time. And as I say, he created really some of the most stunning, for me, in my mind, some of the most stunning and beautiful works of that period of fashion photography. And even his contemporaries revered him and really spoke so highly of him. And Richard Avedon is noted as having called him a genius and the master of us all. And it's a wonderful period where Heuniggen-Huene was working mostly, I would say, in the studio, but he also took some wonderful shots outdoors, which at the time was something that was really being just starting to be developed and looked at with fashion photography, because much of it had always taken place in a studio setup. And so Heuniggen-Huene was one of the first to bring that out of the typical studio format. And just these incredible narratives and stories and glamour and just so interesting. And they're really, really just beautifully composed works. And after his fashion photography career in Paris, he was persuaded to move to America and to photograph the Hollywood stars and go into film. And that's a whole nother story, and a beautiful one. But I think for collectors, enthusiasts, it's really a wonderful starting point to look at his work. It's still feels so fresh, and so many of the images could have been taken yesterday. I've been so enamored by them, and there's a wonderful recent publication on his life and his work, a beautiful monograph that's just divine to go through and get lost in. And I think when you're looking at the works that Jaeger have brought, they have only brought platinum prints, and this is a wonderful technique. Most photographs are silver prints, which is a type of just a type of technique for printing, but it is the one that is most often employed. But platinum, palladium prints, they have a very particular feel and quality about them, and you get an incredible detail and depth to the works that you don't see in other techniques such as silver prints. So it's something really unusual, and they're incredibly beautiful. And the tones, and as I say, the details that you see. So it's a really wonderful opportunity for us as the audience, not only to engage with such a pioneer of fashion photography, Heuniggen-Huene, but also to look at and discover this wonderful technique, platinum palladium. So I encourage you to go to the stand, to the booth, and to ask lots of questions, particularly about his life and also about the technique. These are just as much as the story and the composition of a photograph is important. It's also important to look at the quality of the print, the type of print it is. Is it editioned? Is it stamped by the estate? These are all very important questions that, if you're looking to buy the work or again just developing your knowledge of photography, do ask these questions and make a note of them because they're key to further understanding the market of photography. And it's just wonderful to see, as I said before, this very brilliant fashion photographer being represented here. And one of his most iconic images, my gosh, the divers. I won't ruin it for you, but do go and ask the backstory because it's a wonderful example of don't always trust a photograph because it appears to be something quite obvious. It looks like there are swimmers to a man and a woman who are sitting on a diving board. But in fact, the reality is very, very different and will surprise you if you don't already know the story. So do go and have a look and do ask about the identity of the models as well in that iconic shot, The Divers.